Swingle citromelo remains the major rootstock used in Florida. Why?
We know enough about Swingle now to understand that the suite of its characteristics is very good in comparison to other rootstocks. So it's adapted to quite a number of sites. We know about a few that aren't suitable for Swingle, but by and large, we know that trees on Swingle will perform well. They will live and give us the consistency that growers would like to have.
And apparently growers know it. 22 straight years as the number one rootstock.
Yes, it's been up at the top of the list for a long time, which is kind of interesting for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is like the rootstock was not really tested extensively in Florida, more so in Texas, and all of a sudden it became the major rootstock in Florida. So that's an interesting social phenomenon to me.
The top five rootstocks, as you noted, accounted for 87% of all the propagations last year. You like the number six rootstock. Tell us about that and what you like about that rootstock.
X639 was brought to Florida from South Africa. It's a hybrid of Cleopatra and Rubidoux trifoliate, and we've just added it to the portfolio of rootstocks that are being tested, and it has proven to be a pretty good rootstock, at least for navels, and a number of people have planted it with oranges, and several people today at this session indicated that they're very excited about the rootstock, so it's catching on and growing.
Sour orange is the number four propagation. A few years ago, people thought sour orange was going to be gone because of Tristeza.
Well, it's come back from zero to about 7% of the propagations in recent years, which is certainly a significant change. It virtually disappeared from the industry. But as a variety of rootstocks were tested over in the Indian River primarily, none seemed to measure up to sour orange. So there are a few growers now that have resorted to planting again with sour orange because they just are familiar with it.
And it was because of Tristeza that it virtually disappeared for a while, right?
Yes, that's true. And as far as the future is concerned, there's still risk associated with sour orange. But, of course, some people think that, well, gosh, we can grow sour orange now because we are spraying our trees so much to manage psyllids at the same time we're managing the brown citrus aphid, which transmits or is the vector of the Tristeza virus, that it would be safe to plant sour orange. So we'll see.
Some other salient remarks you had for growers?
My opinion, and this is something I've said repeatedly, is that a person would be crazy if they don't test new rootstocks. And we have probably one of the best portfolios of rootstocks ever in the industry available to us right now. There are a number of ones that my colleagues at the Citrus Research and Education Center are developing that look very interesting. The USDA has released several rootstocks. So we have a very good portfolio out there, and I think that they're worth looking at some scale.
You noted if you're picking up your trees at the nursery and there's a few trees left over somebody didn't pick up, grab a couple of them, plant them in a corner, and watch them, right?
Yes, I think that's well worth doing because the old adage, time goes by no matter what. You can make a decision or not make a decision. Time still goes by. So I hate to see another 5 or 10 years go by in the industry and people have not opted to try new rootstocks and therefore learned nothing.
One of the reasons to try that, every location is a little bit different. Something that didn't work in somebody else's grove might work in yours.
Absolutely. Another one of my themes that I speak about frequently is the sweet spot. And the sweet spot is the right combination of scion and rootstock and spacing matched with soil. So absolutely, you're correct. Soil is a critical factor in this equation.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.